hard, no drama. That Pay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konse Pay points. This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
18 hours on Phoenix, time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
Good evening. The headline. Over 270 victims of Sino Metals pollution file court petition for compensation. DMMU identifies over 800 traders for assistance after Kapalala market fire incident in Ndola. And in global news, UN report denounces systematic government corruption in South Sudan as food crisis worsens. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. 275 residents affected by the collapse of the tailings dam at Sino Metals Leach are demanding damages and an immediate court order for compensation following what they describe as a devastating environmental and livelihoods crisis in Kalusale in Chandishi, as well as Kalulushi districts on the Copper Belt. The petition, filed in the Lusaka High Court on the 12th of September 2025 by law firm Malambo and Company, names the Sino Metals Leach Zambia Limited and NFC Africa Mining Limited as respondents. It alleges that on 18th February 2025, a tailings dam on NFC's surface area failed, discharging large volumes of highly acidic and toxic leach residues into local waterways, fields, and residential areas, causing extensive crop loss, livestock deaths, and mass fish mortalities in the Kalusale Stream, Mwambashi River, and Kafue River. The 275 petitioners' subsistence and small-scale commercial farmers who rely on lands and waterways for food and income seek a range of emergency and long-term remedies, among them an order for immediate provision of safe water at a minimum of 50 liters per person per day, monthly food support, monthly emergency cash payments to affected families, temporary accommodation allowances, cessation of earth-moving activities pending a remedial plan, medical surveillance, and long-term environmental remediation. They are also asking the court to establish an emergency fund of $200 million and an escrow security account pending comprehensive assessments and full compensation. Further, they want the mine to be held to be compelled to remove contaminated tailings and heavily impacted soils to international hazardous waste standards, implement soil neutralization and revegetation programs, and halt actions that have allegedly prevented affected residents from consulting lawyers or civil society representatives. The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, has confirmed that 888 traders affected by the recent fire at Kapalala Market in Ndola have been captured for assistance. The fire, which broke out around 22 hours on the 6th of September, destroyed food, merchandise including beans, groundnuts and cassava worth thousands of kwacha. DMMU Copperbelt Provincial Assistant Coordinator Gerald Tembo says a verification team is on the ground to ensure that food hampers and cash relief are distributed transparently, as strict measures have been put in place to prevent any abuse of the support system. Mr. Tembo says the team is also working closely with the Zambia Police to ensure that only the rightful beneficiaries receive the aid. He tells Phoenix News that currently altering the number of beneficiaries remains a challenge due to the difficulty the team experienced in identifying the affected traders following the extensive damage caused by the fire.
We are trying to make an effort to ensure that there's transparency in the distribution. And the person provides an NRC to prove that they have an identity. Where these officers that are going to be doing the work will be, there should be clean and transparency. No any other officers should stand. Only a security personnel. It's also giving security to the people that are paying out the money. So we did not make any adjustments to the amount of cooking oil that we are distributing. We are giving a 750 meals, a 5 kg rice, 2 kg beans, and a bag of mini meal. That's the composition of the apoplasy, a packet of salt, and 1,000 kwacha. 888 as the ones that were captured in the initial register. But you know, in these issues that are affecting humanity, it might be plus or minus.
Police from the Copperbelt have arrested four people, including a police officer and a medical worker, in connection with the gruesome murder of a medical student from the Copperbelt University in Kitwe. Fred Kapuku, 34, was murdered on the 17th of August, his body dismembered and concealed in a metal trunk which was discovered in Kitwe's Jonkin area off the Kitwendola dual carriageway. The suspects include one female and three males, among them a police officer believed to have assisted in handcuffing the victim, the deceased's girlfriend, a clinical officer from a health facility in Ndola, and another. Copperbelt Police Commissioner Patia Siandenge has confirmed the arrest, saying that the police have also recovered the victim's Toyota Mark X, which was found in Kitwe last Friday. Mr. Siandenge says the vehicle had been handed over as collateral to a man in exchange for 16,000 kwacha. He says all the four suspects are expected to appear in court soon. An 18-year-old grade 8 pupil from Kamalizia village, Chief Jumbe, in Mambwe district, has committed suicide after allegedly experiencing repeated spiritual attacks at school, which he claimed caused him severe headaches whenever he reported for classes. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Memba has confirmed the development, stating that the deceased, identified as Deos Banda, a pupil at Jumbe Day Secondary School, consumed a poisonous substance known locally as BAMS, a chemical typically used to preserve maize grain. Mr. Memba says brief facts of the case indicate that Deos had been watching a football match on television with his uncle and cousin on Sunday evening, and shortly after the match ended, he went to his bedroom but soon returned, visibly unwell and vomiting. He explains that when questioned by his uncle, the deceased initially claimed to have a headache, but after continued inquiry, he confessed to having consumed the poisonous grain preservative. Mr. Memba says the deceased had been deeply troubled by spiritual attacks he experienced at school, which manifested as severe headaches, causing him significant stress. In global news, the United Nations has blamed systemic government corruption in South Sudan for the human rights crisis plaguing the country. In a new report released today, the UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan accused the country's political elites of diverting public revenues from oil and other sources for their own benefits at the cost of the country's 11 million people. The chairperson of the commission, Yasmin Soka, said corruption is not incidental, but is the engine of South Sudan's decline. The BBC now reports on other global stories.
UN investigators have concluded that Israel has committed genocide against Palestinians. Navi Pillay said it was abundantly clear the aim of Israel's campaign in Gaza was the destruction of Palestinians. Britain's welcomed a move by Kenyan prosecutors to have a UK citizen face trial for the murder of a young woman more than a decade ago. Agnes Wanjiru was killed at a lodge in Nanyuki. The Israeli army says it's begun a new ground assault on Gaza City, which it sees as a Hamas stronghold. Locals described a night of massive bombardment. Hospitals in Gaza City say at least 43 people have been killed.
This is the 18 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
Phoenix FM. A whole new flight for radio.
And now the business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry Permanent Secretary for Trade and Commerce, Angelica Mukuka, says Zambia has gazetted its provisional schedule of tariff concessions, opening doors for Zambian businesses to trade under the African